AircheckDownloads.com.
The Dixie Chicks, clucking for a third week at number one on the country chart with Wide Open Spaces. Before that, from 1980, Lady by Kenny Rogers. And our rhythm and blues number ones. In the 1996 presidential election, the Republicans wanted to use as a theme song, I'm a Dole Man. Songwriters Isaac Hayes and David Porter said, no, 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 always was, is, and shall be Soul Man. Nobody's supposed to be here, but Deborah Cox is number one on the R&B chart for a third week and number five in the Hot 100. Before that, 1967, Soul Man. Did you know that Steve Forbert named his sons Sam and Dave? And Jimmy Ruffin will have his soul selection at 9 tonight.
Wednesday night, and another insight into a classic Radio 2 album.
Our classic number one album is right here, 52nd Street. Billy Joel, Honesty.
If you search for tenderness.
Our number one album 20 years ago today, Billy Joel, 52nd Street, and our new number one, supposed former infatuation junkie, Alanis Morissette. Are you still mad?
Are you still mad? I kicked you.
The 28 million album woman enters the album chart this week at number one with supposed former infatuation junkie. Alanis Morissette, are you still mad? And in our oldie number ones, this date in 1960, the shortest number one ever. Exhale, Shoop Shoop by Whitney Houston was number one in America this date in 1995. And before that, from 1960, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, Stay. And that's exactly what Lauryn Hill does. She stays at number one for a second week with Doo-Wop, That Thing.
Girls, you know you better.
Until next week's Paul Gambaccini Show plays next week's American Hits, Lauryn Hill is still number one with Doo-Wop, That Thing. America's Greatest Hits is an independent production for BBC Radio 2 by Howlett Media Productions. After the news, M People. Moving on up, 88 to 91 FM. This is Radio 2 from the BBC.
At 7 o'clock, this is Andrea Simmons.
AircheckDownloads.com.